Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. Today, in 1895, Alfred Nobel signed his testament and donated his assets to a foundation that today awards the Nobel Prizes. Berlin's police students will receive less English and more German lessons in the future. This was announced by the new director of the police academy, Tanja Knopp, on Monday in the House of Representatives Internal Affairs Committee. Knopp thinks it is reasonable that one can speak English, as there are many tourists in the capital. If, however, the basic requirements in German are not yet so good, it is advisable to concentrate on German. This is expected to be implemented by March 1st of 2019. Knopp said that many police trainees had, quote, fundamental difficulties in the linguistic area with spelling, punctuation, and the written composition of texts, and it is not easy to compensate for this during the training period. Almost 2,500 young police officers are trained by 230 teachers and lecturers at the police academy. Many of them have a migration background and also quite different education qualifications. Recently, problems such as lack of teachers, frequent cancellations of classes, and lack of discipline have increased. This year, Berlin has become number one in fine dust or Feinstaub pollution. This is shown by preliminary figures published by the Federal Environmental Agency from the state's own measuring stations. On Saturday, the Silbersteinstraße in Neukölln was the first measuring station in Germany to exceed the annual Feinstaub limit in 2018. This means that on more than 35 days, the average daily exposure exceeded 50 micrograms of particulate matter per cubic meter of air. 50 micrograms are regarded as the daily limit value for the protection of human health. The limit value may not be exceeded for more than 35 times per year. In addition to the Silbersteinstraße, the pollution is also alarmingly high on the Frankfurter Allee in Friedrichshain and on the Karl Marx Straße in Neukölln. The measuring stations occupy the top three places with the highest pollution in Germany in 2018. According to the Federal Environmental Agency, the culprits of the Feinstaub misery are the weather and the neighboring countries to the east from which dirty air is blowing into the region. The high level of particulate matter pollution in Berlin is clearly going against the trend. In recent years, fewer and fewer measuring points have been above the limit throughout Germany. The main reasons for this success are the introduction of urban environmental zones and the fact that diesel vehicles are equipped now with particle filters almost everywhere. Exceeding the particulate matter limit does not have direct consequences. Berlin now has to revise its air pollution control plan, which the state is doing anyway because of the nitrogen oxide problem, and the European Commission could initiate infringement proceedings against Germany. Louisiana crayfish have become an even bigger problem in Berlin than previously assumed. A fisherman has removed 38,000 specimens from waters in two parks in recent months alone, according to Dirk Ehlert of the Berlin Environmental Administration. In addition, trial fishings showed that the edible animals also occur in the Staatsspree and Unterhavel rivers. In comparison to the mass occurrence in the Tiergarten and the Britzergarten, however, the findings in the rivers were only individual. They probably also occur in the Panke, but this has not yet been proven. Since the invasive crayfish prefer shallow, stagnant waters as their habitat, Ehlert assumes that they tend to use the rivers for migration. In the summer of 2017, nature conservationists caught 4,000 crayfish, an unexpectedly large number. They warned against spreading of the invasive species and demanded the monitoring of other lakes, ponds, and rivers, as the crustaceans had long gone unnoticed in the Tiergarten and Britzergarten. Ehlert assumes that several populations have formed in Berlin. In May, a fisherman had received a permit to catch and market the park crayfish to retailers and restaurants. It turned out that the animals were not contaminated and could be eaten without hesitation. They are now sold as a regional delicacy as, quote, Berlin lobster, for example. The first large catches from 2017 had been destroyed. Officially, the fishing season goes on until the end of November, according to the Environmental Administration, but hardly any animals have gone into the traps. Next year, fishermen will continue to reduce the spread in the park lakes. The natural habitat of the crayfish is in the south of the United States and North Mexico. The exotics in Berlin are probably descendants of animals who were kept in aquariums and later released. They have hardly any predators and can reproduce quickly. They are seen as a threat to native species and ecosystems, so the spread in the EU should be contained. 4 weeks before Christmas Eve, numerous Berlin Christmas markets were opened on Monday morning. Most of the booths and stalls are open until the holidays or even shortly before New Year's Eve. Especially the large and well-known markets on Alexanderplatz, Gendarmenmarkt, and in front of Charlottenburg Palace are under security precautions due to the increased risk of terrorism. The Christmas market at the Gedächtniskirche, where 2 years ago the Islamic terrorist attack took place with a truck, was sealed off with heavy barriers. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.